I'm Tom Rowe. You're tuned into Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more. Tonight we do have headlines coming up. They won't be at the top of the show as usual. And we also are going to air a feed of a performance from Matt Valentine and Erica Elder from a recent vintage on Free 103.9. But we're going to start off with a tribute to Donna Summer today. We'll be back with that just in a second.
Just how I've been feeling over you, but they said it really lasted.
Donna Summer, and Donna Summer on Turn on the News. That last song was by Donna Summer, the mashup artist Donna Summer, with experimental guitarist David Grubbs. Before that, we heard the original Donna Summer with On the Radio, and she passed yesterday, Wednesday, May 17th. Thursday, May 17th. You're listening to the Friday, May 18th edition of Turn on the News. We do have some headlines. from around the internet. Over at DIYmedia.net, John Anderson talks about how the futurists look at radio and how Elliot Van Burskirk is excited about the future expansion of low-power FM radio service, suggesting that stations could look into crowdsourcing their programming, quote, using music apps to control low-powered radio stations within small urban or suburban, even rural areas, unquote, seems like a great way to program a station on the cheap, and it would most likely sound like nothing else on the dial, according to, I'm quoting from John Anderson at DIYmedia.net. Well, some of automation isn't too wonderful in any way, but Anderson looks at how pirate radio has already done this sort of thing in the past. Specifically, he looks at 200 Flushes Pirate Radio, a 30-watt station in Minneapolis from the mid to late 90s into the early aughts. Founded in 1995, they use several different micro-radio tactics that are regularly used today, such as using the internet as a studio to transmit or link. At the turn of the century, and I'll quote from DIY Media again. At the turn of the century, 2000 Flushes opened its airwaves to direct public access. Chief engineer Eric Generic established a website through which anyone could submit audio files of any kind. These were automatically sent to the station's playlist computer and aired within minutes of uploading. To cater to those who didn't yet have online access, 2000 Flushes set up a phone number that went straight to voicemail. People could record a rant, a song, or another ditty, which would automatically be transferred into the station's playlist. Free 103.9 has worked on similar systems. Ryan Hossapple from 31 Down has created one that we've used on a couple of projects of his. And I would also mention the San Marcos pirate radio station, Kind Radio, from the mid-90s. They had a similar policy. It wasn't programming through music apps, but it was programming through you were automatically put on the phone if you called into the radio station. The DJ answered. The music would immediately go like this, quieter, and you were on the air, and the DJ would have to interact with you until the conversation was completed. So pirate radio has worked on some of these kind of futurist ideas of crowdsourcing and more than one to many version of broadcasting. Over at Free Press, Josh Levy reports that there is a new study out called Broadband at the Speed of Light from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance that reports that three communities, Bristol, Virginia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Lafayette, Louisiana, had their own broadband networks built by the community rather than corporations, and they had faster, cheaper service. You can go to freepress.com for more information about that. Also, we want to tell you about this weekend is the Dayton Hamvention, the amateur radio convention, the big one in Dayton, Ohio, May 18th through May 20th. We'll be reporting on that, and so will our friends at Amateur Radio Newsline this weekend. WGXC is Free 103.9's home radio station in upstate New York, where the show's coming to you from tonight, and we have a partnership with the Spotty Dog Books and Ale bookstore and bar that has performances, and on Thursday, May 17th, they had Matt Valentine and Erica Elder on performing, and here is the second-to-last song from that performance. Thank you.
Thank you.
shows. Matt Valentine and Erica Elder performing Thursday, May 17th at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York on a WGXC Free 103.9 live web stream. You can hear others through WGXC.org or Free103.9.org. And you can find out more about transmission art, radio news, media news, sound art, and more at Free103.9. That's FREE103PIOINT9.org or newsroom.free103.9.org for links to international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Tune in, turn on the news daily at Free103.9.org and through the Pacifica Radio Network.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXC Studios in New York.